Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from National Spring Training, brought to you by EMP Unity Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. It's Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, and John Paul Flame. Eric Bickle back in the hotel, and apparently texting Drab now with a list of requests. Do we know what the requests are?
Yeah, what are these diva-like requests?
What does he want from Eric Bickle?
I said, Pepto-Bismol? And he goes, no, I already got that. I need a Gatorade, saltines, ginger ale, and most importantly, acidophilus.
Acidophilus, I would acidophilus. Say. I would guess his pronunciation.
Oh, yeah. He says he'll pay me back.
I like yours better, though. I like your take
on it. Never heard that word before.
Yeah. Is that like a probiotic?
Okay. That's what he says.
Got it.
And pretzels.
So you have to stop by.
He wants pretzels?
He wants pretzels.
What a diva.
Diva, yeah.
He wants like five items. Well, I'll go home with JP and you boys because he'll be stopping. But
Jason actually fit
stores.
In the Yaris yesterday.
I was shocked with actually some room to spare.
Yeah, well, you just.
I mean, there was no room in the back seat.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be sitting behind him.
Yeah.
But he fit in the Yaris. So earlier in the show, we played some clips from Jay Gruden's interview with Grant Paulson and Craig Hoffman yesterday on the Grant and Danny show. And John Keim has a piece about the Redskins talking about their need, or at least their desire, to bring in a defensive lineman. We've talked a lot about Hankins, who remains unsigned. We talked about Muhammad Wilkerson, who signed with Green Bay. Apparently, they are kicking the tires on all these players, but nobody's signing with them right now.
Well, not yet.
Yeah, McPhee and Hankins both have come in for visits, but no word yet on signings.
And so I guess they're looking at Dontario Poe. But wanted to throw this out to Redskins fans. We can open up the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines at 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. So they're looking at defensive linemen, and as of right now, they haven't had much success. There was all this talk, and Doug Williams seems to talk about it every time, that they're going to upgrade at running back. And clearly in free agency, they didn't bring anybody at running back. Jay Gruden and Doug Williams have kind of said that they may end up drafting somebody. Are you kind of concerned that the Redskins are swinging, missing, or they're just taking, to use some baseball analogies? They're letting a lot of pitches go.
I don't think you should.
They didn't bring in Deion Lewis. They didn't bring in anybody at running back that was available of note.
I think they must be targeting somebody probably in the late first round, second to third round range to add to the mix. I just can't rely.
So if you're a Redskins fan, you don't think you should be concerned?
I'm not going to panic about it because I'm hoping Chris Thompson, you know, recuperates and he's back to his normal self for the beginning of the 2018 season. I can't rely on Rob Kelly. The donk out of Oklahoma, P. Ryan. He was limited in his first year. You have to add some more talent to that mix. You can't just rely on the two-headed monster of Kelly and P. Ryan with Thompson thrown in as the third down back. It's just not enough.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. Valdez, maybe you can get that clip again of Jay talking about the running back situation, because he does that bit, which we've talked about in the past, where he names every running back that's been on the roster.
That's his thing.
But then I think he admits that they need somebody for first and second downs.
Right.
So they need to upgrade at running back. So just wondering if you're concerned that, look, they need to upgrade all these positions, and it's nice they signed Orlando Scandrick, who I guess is going to be a slot corner or depth if Fabian Moreau doesn't work out, whatever.
Look,
but you kind of expected more,
Jay,
I think.
If Jay Gruden joined Jason and Eric for a trip to the woods, and you pumped him full of four or five Miller Lights,
right,
of course he would tell you, yes, we need an upgrade at the running back spot. He's going to be diplomatic about it when he's talking about it in the media,
yeah,
but he needs a difference maker at that spot.
You know who is available?
Well, this is what I don't understand. The media gets all up in arms about how they haven't made any acquisitions at that position.
I'm fine with them not overspending on a running back.
But the draft hasn't happened yet.
If you draft a rookie, you're going to pay him a rookie salary. You'd probably rather pay that than – I like Deion Lewis, but is he that much different than Chris Thompson? Probably not.
And
he
they may really like one particular guy or two particular guys in the draft but they think that they can get.
Would it have hurt to bring in DeMarco Murray?
For whatever reason, they didn't like him.
He's just a
guy. Does it hurt?
Who's...
No, but does it make sense for them? Maybe not.
That guy's always injured. That guy gets injured stepping off the team bus. So I don't know if you really want to add that guy to the mix at this point.
What if there are three or four guys in the draft they really, really like, and they feel like they can get one of them?
Here's when I would be disappointed and concerned if I'm a Skins fan. There's not a running back picked in either the second or third round. If you wait until the sixth round and just take a flyer on somebody, not good enough. You have to pick somebody at a spot that you've neglected in the draft for years. And it shows with the performance of guys like Rob Kelly and P. Ryan.
Was a fairly high draft choice.
He was a fourth rounder.
Okay, he was fourth. Somebody thought that was third.
Middle rounds. If they like a Darius Geis, a guy who has probably a late first round, early second round grade, you trade back out of 13, you get your extra pick.
Takes his
you
dream.
You pick him at 22 or 23, and your running back problem, hopefully, is rectified.
Right. You also hope that P. Ryan gets better.
You realize Cakes has wanted the Redskins to trade down for 20 years in a row.
He likes trade downs.
He loves trade downs.
You know who trades down all the time? The Patriots. Do you want to be the Patriots or you want to be
the
Redskins?
They also have Tom Brady.
Okay. But they also –
I don't know if their picks are always that silly.
They're not because they always trade back, and they're always picking late in the first round. Always accumulating extra draft capital.
Well, I don't know if they're going to do that, but they will address that position in the draft.
I would think so.
And it's okay that they haven't signed Deion Lewis or DeMarco Murray or any of these other guys.
What about defensive line?
Why can't they draft someone at number 13? What if they get the kid from Washington or they get the kid Mo Hurst from
Michigan? So you think they're okay? They're off season. They've been doing okay.
I would give them a C minus, C plus, but it's not over yet.
That's true.
That could easily get to a B or a B plus, depending on what they do in the draft.
Absolutely.
I'm a little bit surprised they haven't added more via free agency, but there's still a bunch of guys available.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. It seems to me that they've added Paul Richardson at wide receiver and Orlando Scandrick. I missed anybody?
Well, their quarterback.
Well, sure, that was trade.
Okay, still
I'm
added
just saying via free agency.
Scandrick and Paul Richardson, and am I missing anybody?
They re-signed Zach Brown,
which is that. Yeah. So you have to consider guys that they've re-signed as acquisitions.
By the way, I think the market on Zach Brown was a little lower than probably he expected because I think praise as he deserved.
$24 million, something like
as
that.
As much praise as he deserved for being great at accumulating a bunch of tackles, he's nubby against the pass.
Yeah. Well, that's why he only got $24 million. Might have got more than that if he was a little bit better than that.
All right, let's go to the phones. One of our loyal Redskins followers is Rich in Centerville.
Rich.
He's always an optimist.
Yes,
go to Richie.
By the way, they're not looking at Don Terry Poe at all. They're looking at Benny Logan. Don Terry Poe already signed with the Panthers, JP. You botched it.
They've also had Sylvester Williams, the nose tackle out of Tennessee. They're hosting him on a visit, or have already.
Yeah, and the word on the street was Sylvester Williams may cause peanuts, so they could potentially have Williams and Hankins if he decides to come around after his market dies out where he sees there isn't one. But as far as the running back,
I want to ask you this because you're always an optimist. I just want to get this take from Rich in Centerville. What has made you disappointed this Redskins offseason, if anything?
Disappointed the fans being complete morons. That's probably it. But
all right, let me ask you this, Rich. Before the draft, and a lot of moves to be made. What is your initial 2018 record prediction for the Washington Redskins?
Right now, they're sitting at 10 wins already. They've already upgraded 3 wins just from getting Alex Smith, Paul Ritchie, and being healthy. 10-6.
Hey, Rich,
running back, they're 11 wins.
Who do you want them to draft at number 13 overall?
I just want a running back. A running back.
At 13?
Yeah. I guess it depends. Obviously, Barkley won't be there, and I think I've read the consensus on Darius Geis that he's going to be a stud, but then, obviously the fans that watch quote-unquote film say that he's not good or that he didn't bench press 225, you know, 500 times, so he's not very good. But, you know, that would be my guy if I'm going to take a running back in the first round since Barkley won't be there. But, I mean, with, you know, Kerryon Johnson and Ronald Jones and, I mean, this running back class, Sony Michel or Michael, whatever his name is, running back class is deep.
It's definitely not Michael.
What about defensively?
What if they draft a defensive tackle or, I don't know, maybe Derwin James, the safety, the stud safety from Florida State? You like those guys?
Yeah, but here's the thing. The way they're sitting right now, they're obviously looking to try to bring in a defensive lineman. They're not looking to bring in a running back. So you know that running back's going to be empty by the time draft rolls around. That D-line position, hopefully, if they can sign Williams or they bring in Hankins and kind of solidify that spot, you don't need to waste a pick on a guy like Bea. You need an impact runner is what you need. You absolutely have to have a runner. Smith needs a runner. And apparently, E.B.
Right.
needs a runner.
Yes, Dad
has to go to the store. Yes.
Yeah, he does.
All right, Rich. Appreciate it.
All right, Richie.
Let's go out to Lynchburg, Virginia. Jim wants to talk some Redskins. Jim, you're on with the Junkies. We broadcast live from spring training where TV equipment is flying around now.
Yeah, it's the latest casualty.
Wow.
E.B. first, now the camera equipment.
What's up, Jim?
Yeah, E.B.'s probably glad he's not there right now. Anyway, I kind of disagree with the gentleman that just called. I think running backs, you can get a dime a dozen in later rounds. We need to shore up those offensive and defensive lines. Everybody's talking defense, and Hankins would be great, but we need more offense line, too. Let's not forget, last year they were so beat up that they couldn't protect anything, so... That's where I'm at. I'd like to see more line.
Boost the lines.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Jim in Lynchburg.
Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Remember, Max Scherzer, Cy Young Award winner, scheduled to join us. Mike Rizzo as we go in the dugout with the Nats president and GM and Sean Kelly. Keep it here as we broadcast live from National Spring Training.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from National Spring Training. Sun's come out. Still a little bit cold, but joining us right now is Sean Kelly, relief pitcher for the Washington Nationals.
Yes.
Well, I think the last time we interviewed was like 2 years ago when we were at spring training in Vieira.
Beardless.
I don't remember him having all this facial hair.
I had some. It wasn't this much.
He had some, but he's going the ZZ Top route. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. I respect his beard game.
We talked to Trey Turner before.
Who can't grow a beard.
He can.
We asked if there was like beard shaming. Yeah. Nobody has it. I mean, look, he's young.
Yeah.
It's good looking. You know, like it works for him, I think.
Right.
He's
got the whole world ahead of him.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. He's got a brand and an image to focus on.
Right.
I don't.
Yeah, you're fine with that. By the way, a few years ago, I've never felt like more of a peon than when I was set up to go on a lunch with Sean Kelly and I guess two guys who had won a contest, two big, huge Nats fans.
Uh-huh.
We went and had lunch somewhere right near the park. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, over there in the Navy Yard.
Yeah, right near, in Navy Yard. And I was an ant to those two winners.
They didn't talk to you
they
once.
They couldn't have cared less that I was there, which is fine.
Right.
I understand my rankings on the totem pole. I'm the low man. But it was all about Sean Kelly, as it should have been, because they're huge Nats.
Well, it takes the pressure off of you. You can sit there and eat.
I just sat there, and I enjoyed my
Which life. I was hoping you would talk more, so I could sit there and eat.
I talked very little.
You kind of threw me under the bus.
Apparently,
there.
I'm very antisocial. We're learning that as I go through the years.
Could you imagine a day, maybe you could, because we'll talk to you about this here in the fishing, but – So we do the show here. We're in Florida, and some of us do our own thing. He goes to the dog track and plays poker for over 8 hours, where he's the youngest person at the table. He's 47. There's as much as 70-year-old people.
He is wearing a poker hat.
I am. Right. It makes me feel young and spry, JP, to go into that room, and I see all the codgers.
How much sitting did you do yesterday, if you think about it? 4 hours of our show.
This is bad, Sean. I sat for 4 hours during the show. I sat in the car on the way back to the hotel. Sat in the car on the way to the poker room. Sat in the poker room for 8+ hours, sat in the car to go get my McDonald's and my Miller Lite, and then go back to the hotel where I sat before I went to
bed. Besides flushing the Miller Lite out, going to the bathroom and back, you pretty much sat.
You probably
sat in there too, right?
I know I would have.
I did at some point.
It's just easier. It is.
That was after his morning coffee. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, how many guys on the Nats roster right now do you think sit when they go number one?
That's a tough question. I do it in the middle of the night because I'm so tired.
And really?
I don't want to clean it up.
I do it in the middle of the day. I don't care.
I guarantee I'm not the only one.
I don't utilize that move very often, if ever.
Oh, it's so comfortable.
I might want to start doing that.
Even in the middle of the night?
The 3 a.m. is...
After you had your 4 beers last night?
I mean, if I wake up, I would be pretty wobbly, but I still think I would stand up.
You don't have to touch the seat. You just sit down. You don't have to touch anything.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Much cleaner.
It's mind-blowing.
I'm getting sage advice from you guys here.
You're welcome.
Sean, he brought his boat down here. So he's got a boat. He rents a house down here. I think his kids come down periodically, and he rents a boat, brings his boat down. And then after he pitches, after games, he just goes out on his boat and just chills.
I like to boat to restaurants to get my Miller Lite.
Instead of driving. You just have to be responsible.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't drink and boat because that's as dangerous as drinking and driving.
Well, probably even more.
Yeah.
Right.
But so, I mean, you got to have your head on a swivel.
Exactly.
I mean, people zooming through the no-wake zones?
So they're not really zooming.
Yeah.
There's some traffic, especially on the weekend.
Sure.
But it's very slow-paced.
I know boating.
Very
slow-paced.
What's your favorite spot to go to down here on the boat?
What type of a boat do you have, first of all? Because I went for a run yesterday, and there are these, like, million-dollar yachts.
Yes, yeah, so the opposite of those.
Right.
More like what you would see in the lake in Tennessee
versus
what you would see in the inlet in Jupiter. So it's just more of this
little
fun.
Boats. Do you see these boats out here in
I've
West
seen
Palm?
Them. Yeah. I see them every
day. There's no bathroom. He just goes off the side of the boat if he has to go.
And those boats you saw, JP, are more than a million, believe me.
Yeah.
I have no perspective on what they are.
There's some ones that are ridiculous. But I like the Square Grouper. That's probably my favorite one. It's right there on the inlet. So.
Does your boat have a name?
It does not.
It does not
It does not. I haven't got there yet.
Okay.
How many feet?
22.
22-footer.
Very humble boat.
All right, so where do you like to go?
Anywhere that's got a dock that you can pull up to and get some food. There's dive bar is a good spot up in Jupiter.
Right.
Guanabanas is a good spot. There's four or five spots you can go. You can tool around and get a sandwich and
be out
on the water.
Are you an expert at docking the boat?
I am very good at that.
That's something
you have to learn. That takes time.
I know. I've seen docks crash into the dock.
Yeah, it's not necessarily something to be like, oh, I'm this most skilled captain ever. It's just something that once you've screwed up enough, you learn from your mistakes. So, especially for me back at home, I trailer it, so I put it back on my trailer. I don't just leave it there at the lake. So, the getting it on, getting it off, all that stuff. After enough times, it's kind of just you can do it in your sleep.
Now, you own a house in Chattanooga,
yes,
where you're from. Do you also own in D.C. or just rent in D.C.?
Oh, heck no.
Oh, you just rent.
Rent, smart man.
Yeah,
you gotta rent.
Yeah. Yeah, that spread me too thin right there to have houses all over the place.
Right,
so
that's right.
I stick to my house in Tennessee, and that's the
– Is Sean Kelly on the outskirts of D.C. or are you in the city?
This year I'll be in Old Town in that
Old
area.
Old Town, very
Trey Turner didn't want to tell us where he lives.
Getting back to Tennessee.
Well, he's really important, though. That's, no facial hair, brand, image.
I think he thought I was asking for, like, his address.
Right,
I was
to come
like,
over.
Where do you live?
That's right. He's young. Remember.
I need to know
sure
this.
Yes, yes.
You say
very
you
private,
you
too.
You live in Chattanooga. Does Tennessee have state income tax?
No.
Beautiful.
That's where we have to retire.
And lots of water.
A lot of retirement talk lately.
We're getting
we're
close.
Old, I mean,
no income tax and lots of water.
Yeah,
we're getting
good.
Close.
It's a good thing.
Although it's landlocked.
Yep.
You just have lots of rivers and lakes.
Yeah, yeah. Got Does that make you claustrophobic? Or?
No, I really know nothing about Tennessee. I don't know if I've ever been to Tennessee.
I've driven through Tennessee. I've never really – I think I've had a rest stop in Tennessee, but never really spent any amount of time.
So, Sean, for Christmas, I got my wife a trip to Nashville.
Yeah.
She wants to go to Nashville.
Yeah.
And so I did this stupid thing where it was like
You did a Groupon?
No, it wasn't a Groupon.
Big number.
But I gave her clues. I gave her clues around the house that she had to go.
Oh, you scavenger hunt.
It was like a scavenger hunt.
Romantic.
Look at that.
Well,
that
is a what a guy.
It was the only thing I got her, so I had to make it last a little.
Right. That is an upset. You don't know Jason? That is a total upset.
So I had like pictures of the Grand Ole Opry and you know all these goof stuff. And
nice. The Nashville Predators.
Right.
Titans.
So, but I actually didn't plan the trip yet. Okay, so I just got her like a little piece of paper. Says we're going to Nashville.
Then I
looked at the prices. I don't know if I'm going to give her the trip to Nashville.
Hey, I'll tell you what, you'll have a blast.
I'm sure it's a blast.
Awesome.
But dude,
Nashville's awesome.
That place is expensive.
It's not cheap.
It's like going to freaking New York City.
Yeah, it's turning into a New York City, a Chicago, or a Vegas as far as people that want to go there, and it's fun.
Right.
Hey,
it'll blow your mind.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. A while ago, there was like a pitching drill going on where it appeared that the guys were like throwing towels.
Right.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't throw towels. in all honesty, they're doing some towel drills.
Yeah.
So there are towel drills.
It's kind of a way to work on your mechanics a little bit. You'll
see younger
guys
your arm.
Without having to put the stress of throwing a baseball. Because obviously we can only throw so many baseballs in a day or, you know, we'll end up like me with a couple Tommy Johns.
On the 60 day.
And old and thinking about retirement. So you got to find ways to do that as a younger kid trying to develop your own.
It's amazing how much you guys do before an actual game. I mean, the guys are out here at 6 a.m. getting your calisthenics, stretching, doing all the drills.
Man, you'll see the guys hitting, you know, getting their flips in the cages. And
that's just no joke.
Yeah, it's especially for relievers who have such a short role in the actual game. You know, we spend hours just getting ready for that 5 minutes.
Was there a certain pitch or certain game last year when, because you had bone chips in your elbow, correct? Was there one pitch or one specific moment where you knew this is bad?
Most of the season.
Really?
It was just bothering. Trying to get through it.
It was just bothering you the whole time.
I was grinding last year.
Right.
And to the point to where at the end it was like, all right,
you just can't do it anymore.
Let's stop.
Yeah,
let's start thinking about next year.
And then you had surgery.
And then I ended up doing stem cell.
Oh, okay.
I did the stem cell procedure where they take it out of my hip.
Oh, all right.
Spin it down, put the good cells back in the joint and the elbow.
And you feel pretty good now, don't you?
I feel really good.
Yeah.
I feel really good.
I think I can relate to Sean. I think I nicked my funny bone mucking some cards at the poker table
yesterday.
It's a hazard of my side job.
I got a guy if you want to talk about stem cell.
You might be jealous of how much money he made. He made $310 in 8-plus hours. That's about $38.75 an hour.
Hey, I don't care if you make a dollar. If you go to a place like that,
that's my guy.
And you walk out of there even, then that's a win.
That's the way you look
that's
at it. Jenks, you take
that's
that to Vegas later that's tonight, my friend. Sean
you walk,
Kelly,
out, of, yeah, you walk out of Vegas with still the same amount of money you went in with, that's a win.
Sean Kelly is the gambling sensei. Mm-hmm. That is my guy.
Because you got to think about all the free drinks you got in Vegas, too. That's
true. It's a very good point.
Sean,
I feel like
you're a guy who might be into bits, like doing bits. With guys, this would be my bit if I was a teammate of Bryce Harper. I would ask him about his contract every day.
I'm sure that would go over well.
Like, I was thinking, you know how he shut it down with all reporters and everything? He said, I'm not going to talk about it every – like, I would be – just to throw it in there, like, every day.
I like to more give him a hard time about it. You know, like, hey, you know –
just
I think,
grill him.
Right. I think Oakland's going to pay you, so where are you going to move out there?
But, you're going to play in Alameda.
Yeah. So, you know, his contract does – he's not giving me any of it, so I don't really care.
But with
I would have a more interest if he was like, hey, I'm going to give you like 3%, like that.
But with his stance being what it is there a spillover for the media always asking you about it? Like, they know they can't go to Bryce about it, but I can ask Sean Kelly about it or Trey or –
But that's going to get old, too, for the media, I think. Yeah. I mean, how many times are they going to come around and ask the same guys, what do you think about Bryce's contract
you have
now?
Some sort
of
insight.
Really? Like,
right.
I don't care. That's his deal. So that'll pass.
All you care about is him hitting 45 bombs.
Yeah, but you could have somebody in the clubhouse leave, like, a little note every day just to annoy him.
No, because we don't want that on his mind. We want him hitting 45 homers this year.
He's a natural. He's fine. Come on.
But, you know, it's – you get used to it. The more you play and you're around, there's a lot of guys. Not his caliber free agent, but.
Right.
I mean, it's baseball. There's media. You guys have questions. They have questions. They have papers to write. It's.
Yeah,
just,
we got to fill
just,
4
you just
hours
have
a day.
You just have a good time with it and you go on.
You wouldn't believe how many times we had to talk about Kirk Cousins the past 12 months. Oh, my God. That's awful. He's already gone. We're still talking about him.
Well, you guys have to talk football year-round, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the one
pretty
sport
much.
That you just have to. Fill time with
what's the most noticeable difference for you as a veteran between Dave Martinez this year and Dusty last year in spring training?
I just think that
– there might not be a difference. I don't know.
They're very similar. They're very player-oriented, very laid back. I think Davey just has a different way of looking at things. You know, Dusty was a little bit more old school as far as the preparation and the talks and the verbiage that he would give us. And Davey's very much just – especially with this team that's a very veteran team that's been together that knows what they're doing. You know, Davey, he's – let's have fun.
Right.
You know, this is a game you're meant to have fun. Let's have fun and win a lot of games and have fun doing it. And, you know, it's been a very, very laid back but a very work-oriented spring training so far.
How did you perform in the golf chipping contest a few days ago?
I was not here.
Oh, you weren't?
I missed that one.
Oh, yeah.
First spring training day I've missed in 10 years. So I had an event to go to, a fundraiser that I'm a big part of back in Chattanooga. So I was home for a couple of days. But,
gotcha.
So I missed that. But there is a there is a putt-putt competition at some point in the near future that I am going to win because I've been going to the course and practicing. I've been telling
nice.
That.
Really?
Learning the angles, charting the notes, the breaks, all that kind of
so
stuff.
So how many players will be involved in that?
There'll be quite a bit.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Now, is there a money prize at the end of that?
There could be.
Yeah.
There could be. Yeah. Yeah. We'll win a lot of money.
So there's like an entry fee.
There's an entry fee.
Yeah.
There's an entry fee and a grand prize.
Do you know what Sean Kelly's role is going to be this year? It's kind of changed in all the guys that were acquired last year.
Right.
From Doolittle and Kinsler and Madsen, where are you going to fit into the equation?
To help those guys. You know, my big thing this year that I said, that Davey said, that even those guys, is that we don't want to get in a situation last year where we have to throw the same couple guys every single day, and then by August guys are taxed or guys are not fresh. We're planning on playing a whole extra month at the end
right.
of the season.
So there might be times where you're the eighth inning guy, you're the seventh inning guy.
Just to fill in. Yep.
You might even close
yep.
on occasion.
If I'm healthy, when those guys need a day, pitch me. You know, those situations where it's kind of borderline, where you're down one, down two late, where you might kind of want to use one of those guys, but they kind of need a day, like pitch me. You know, let me help those guys have a day. Let me fill in for those guys because I can pitch in those roles. I've done it all my career. If I'm healthy, I'll do it and I'll do it well. But let me help those guys, give them some days so we don't all get taxed and let's all just help each other.
I think as fans, we were all impressed by those guys last year. Talk about each of them and what they bring to the table in your eyes.
Well, Kinsler's just funky with that sinker. You know, as long as he's sinking it, he's unhittable. Madsen is also just a, you know, unbelievably – he doesn't throw balls, doesn't walk guys, and his stuff just 97 from, you know, the sky coming straight down. And Doolittle just throws a ball that is invisible. I mean, if you ask any hitter, they'll say they think they see it, and by the time they swing, it's popping in the glove. So it plays like it's about 102. So
wow.
They're just – and they're all of them's mental approach
do you
is
guys
solid.
Hang,
they're just,
see,
they're
now,
just
I'm just making kind of a beard comparison. Do you and Sean hang?
Like oh I, yeah, we're the Seans for sure. Yeah, yeah, we're the Seans. We do.
He's
we,
a good dude.
We fight over who asks for our autograph when they say Sean. 92% of the time it's him, but you know,
as a veteran, what's the mentality of a veteran coming into spring training, going all right? This is going to be a grind. I mean, I don't know if you feel like spring training is too long. I don't know if you want to talk about that, but you know you have a good 6 to 8 weeks of spring training. Then the grind really starts with the long season. So how do you mentally get yourself ready for that?
For me, I try to focus on what I'm doing when I'm here. You know, the days I'm pitching, it's probably a little long for a reliever. For mm-hmm. a starter, maybe not. For a position player, definitely not. They need the reps. But for me, I try to focus, lock it in when I'm here, do what I can, and then when I get away, I try to get away. That's why I go out on my boat. I go to dinner. I have my family. I try to just check out a little bit when I'm not here.
Right.
Because you know, coming up here in about a week, every day you're just pretty much locked in from the time you get out of bed to the time you get home. So I try to get my work in here, enjoy my spring training time, enjoy this weather, enjoy this city, and then
do you look forward to when the season actually starts?
I'm looking forward to opening day. I'm looking forward to the competition. I'm looking forward to competing. I'm looking forward to start, hopefully, like you said, as a veteran, older guy, building towards a World Series because my time's running out, and I want one of those rings.
You're still pretty young. You're 33.
Not in baseball.
Yeah, I get it.
And not for my elbow. It's pretty seasoned. I think it's probably as seasoned as any elbow's ever been in baseball.
When Sean Kelly is on his boat on a nice 80-degree day, what is the cold beverage of choice? What would we find in your hand?
A koozie. With the
koozie.
Silver can.
Ah. Oh, the silver can.
Silver bullet guy.
Silver bullet.
Very nice.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yes. Yeah.
But you feel good. Elbow feels great, right?
I feel great. Yeah. Honestly, it's the first time in a few years. Even in 16 when I had a really good season, it was still a grind every day to get that thing ready. And this year feels really good.
Who actually convinced you to do the stem cell versus actually having surgery on it?
It was kind of a collaboration of a lot of people. You know, Dr. Andrews, our two team doctors, you know, our trainers. Mike Rizzo.
And they all felt like that was the move.
Yeah, we weighed all the options. It wasn't a short process. There was a lot of uncertainty at the end of the season last year and a lot of discussions and, maybe this. And there was times where we were like, all right, this is the route we're going. And then we'd say, let's think about it. And then we all just decided from a medical standpoint, from a health standpoint, from a career, age, everything, all the factors involved, that was the least risk and with a pretty decent amount of upside.
So. Yeah. All right, well, good
luck, man.
All right,
Sean Kelly, thank you very much for joining us again. Enjoy the boat today.
You guys enjoy your 4 hours of sitting.
Thank you, sir.
We're almost done.
Talking about Kirk Cousins.
Maybe more in our future.
Oh, we got Mike Rizzo joining us later in the show and Max Scherzer as well. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from National Spring Training. Going to be joined by Mike Rizzo shortly, the Nationals president and GM, as we go in the dugout.
Pretty fun to be emasculated not once but twice on the way to the bathroom inside the Nats spring training complex.
All right,
here
this
in
is going to be interesting.
So on the way to the bathroom, I'm walking down the corridor, and walking the other direction is Bryce Harper.
All right.
So we pass, and I just think, well, he's just a massive specimen
of a human.
Say,
you say anything to him?
Didn't say anything.
He emasculates
you
in so many ways.
Eye contact.
Didn't even make eye contact.
He emasculates you in
just
height.
Everything.
In muscularity.
All
in
of it.
In income.
Portfolio.
In looks.
Looks.
Yeah, but you know what?
Beard.
You're a better poker player.
Baseball. Probably not. baseball talent. Everything. So I'm emasculated just going
baseball
to the bathroom.
Baseball talent. Any athletic talent.
Junk size, everything.
You should have stopped
him. I'm just guessing.
You should have stopped him and said, do you understand you're going to make about $350 million after
I'm
this
sure
year?
I'm going to stop him and do that. So I go to the bathroom, and then I'm walking the other way back towards where we're broadcasting, and I pass Anthony Rendon, who looks at me and goes, man, it's not that cold outside because I'm wearing my MGM National Harbor poker
That's pretty
hat,
funny.
And I'm like, yeah, it kind of is. But and then I just kept walking.
What did you actually say? It kind of is.
I said it kind of is. I don't need to tell him I've been outside since 5 in the morning and it's 60 degrees. Well, it's fine. But just both ways in the bathroom.
So he said
emasculation all over the place.
Outside, you?
did you tell him Joning is bullying?
I didn't. But, you know, he's a good guy. He was at the
– Rendon's funny.
Rendon's funny. He was at the Max Scherzer Fantasy Football
Oh, the draft?
Fantasy appearance that I did before last football season.
How'd your team do, by the way?
Nubs. Terrible. Finished middle of the pack.
Who's doing well? Oh, yeah, who did well in that?
I don't even know because there are so many. There are like 30 or 40 teams that get drafted into different leagues. And,
okay.
And Max and his charity kind of oversee the whole thing. But my team is middle of the pack. They did nothing. They're terrible.
That's
one thing where I should be good. I should be good at fantasy football. Fell on my face. But that, you know,
I think Rendon has a sneaky, like, really good personality. He's very quiet.
He is.
The media, he's very quiet.
He's a nice guy.
But I've heard that he's got he's really funny.
Yeah. So I felt good coming and going to the bathroom here inside the complex.
And I've heard that Max Scherzer's funny, but we won't find out because he won't be on the show today.
No, he just walked by. I guess he's doing his early morning work here in West Palm.
He's got a bullpen.
He's working.
He looks like when he comes out, he just came out of the facility and he's walking to the field.
Right.
He looked like – it's just spring training.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still 8 days before opening day.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like it's game 7 of the World Series. It's when he's walking.
Right. He's dialed in. He's probably upset about the
– It's like he's stalking the fields.
Yeah, his latest outing wasn't great. I'm sure he wants to rectify a few things for that, getting into the regular season.
Oh, he don't care about that. He don't care about
that. He shrugs it off.
Yes. He's ready for game 1 of divisional round against the Cubs or whoever they play. He's already thinking about that, I'm sure.
We might, in the final hour of this show, be overwhelmed by music because they've got a speaker situation, and it's not Jason's favorite type of music.
Fine. It's
what
okay.
Is it?
Sounds like it might be a little WAP coming out soon.
Some Drake. Oh. You like Drake? You a big fan of Drake?
No, not really. Kenyon Drake.
Kenyon Drake?
Kenyon Drake.
Yeah.
How about Jessica Drake, former Junkies guest and Trump accuser?
I don't remember her too much.
She's a blonde silly. Probably not quite
most
silly
of, most of the blondes are silly. But Mike Rizzo will be on the show at 9.
Yes.
And then I think we're working on maybe Eddie Matz for 9:20. But by the way, people are still texting me going, yeah, it's starting to snow, starting to come down now. And Valdez, who was calling the storm a dud about an hour ago, says, well, it's starting to come
down
in D.C. It's
coming down now.
It just depends because you can tweet us at Junks Radio. It seems for every one tweet where somebody sends a picture of a road that's snowy, somebody else sends in a picture where nothing's going on. So
I guess
we'll
it kind of depends on where you live.
I'm not going to the airport early.
But I told Cakes to check on the flight status.
Got it right here.
Flight, on time.
Flight 1849, on time, 2:50 p.m. departure.
Right, although good. I saw a guy from Fox 5, Steve Shenevy,
crossing the fingers on that,
that
one.
There were 300 flights canceled in the DMV.
Okay.
Flying out.
Yeah.
Right.
Seems to me that flying out and landing, about the same.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same process, right?
Is it the same runway?
You would think.
Jason, the Capitol.
I mean, hopefully not the same time, the same runway.
The Capitol Weather Gang says the snow is going to stop by 1 p.m., at least all the heavy snow.
Really? That's good news.
Oh, we're good.
Those runways
cleared by like 2 o'clock at the latest.
The only problem is if they're canceling flights out of Reagan, I'm assuming they're going to cancel flights into Reagan.
That's the risk you run when you fly in inclement weather.
All right. Well, we'll see. Just keep us up to date.
Need to thank CK, who went back to the hotel and grabbed my jacket, which is definitely helpful.
Yeah, because you know what? Anthony Rendon, it is cold out here.
Yes, it is.
Sorry, it just is.
Well, Anthony Rendon, I read this year that I guess he talks to the media during spring training, and then he pretty much
shuts it down
during the regular season.
Yeah, that's probably a good move.
Does the media embargo?
Yeah, that's probably a great move.
Yeah.
If you ever made it to the major leagues, that would probably be you, except you would shut it down in spring training as well.
I wouldn't talk to them in spring training or in the postseason. Regular season, postseason. Wouldn't talk to anybody.
Good thing you're giving good access to people.
Right. Unless I sat down at the Woods with one of the media members and I talked to them. By the way, did you check on Bickle when you went back to the hotel?
Chris. Can you give us an EB update? Did you happen to check on him? You didn't get all of the items that he wanted? You're leaving that for Drab?
You know what? Stay away from patient zero.
We should call him. Do a segment. Check in on EB.
Oh, you know what? That's a good idea.
But I do think Mike Rizzo is going to join us shortly. He's a guy who a lot of people are wondering what's going on with his contract situation. He's built this powerhouse team that contends year after year. Now, they haven't advanced beyond the first round, but – they make the playoffs. And
you won't ask him why he doesn't have a contract extension when he sits down next to you?
I won't, but I think the answer is the owners haven't given him one, right?
Yeah, well, like we talked about yesterday with Chelsea James, they have to.
I would be stunned.
There's no one better out there right now.
I mean, I was kind of stunned they let Dusty go, but they just recycle managers and bring
in
a new guy.
Did Dusty make the playoffs both years?
Didn't he win the division both years?
Yeah, but think about it. They were recycling managers, but they never recycled the GM. He's always been here.
That's true. He's been the constant.
Yes, he has.
All right.
By the way, Wizards play tonight in San Antonio, where they haven't won since?
1999.
It's incredible.
It's a long time.
Scotty Brooks, when we talked to Brooks yesterday, he didn't even realize that streak was that long.
Well, I was going to say, but Scotty Brooks hasn't been there since 1999.
That's true. But you would assume they would have talked about it.
I may have still had a Caesar haircut trying to comb my hair forward in 1999.
You still had hair.
I think by 99 you may have punted.
I think I may have punted.
Because I'm just picturing the first publicity photo.
Yeah.
It was like 97.
Yep.
A couple years later, it was done.
Yep.
By the time you hit HFS, over.
Done.
That was 2002.
Yeah.
Do the Wizards win in San Antonio tonight?
Why would they win in San Antonio?
Right, I know they never do.
I mean, I'm not going to pick them to win. Spurs win. Yeah. Bet it on the money line. Bet it all. Bet everything you got.
Maybe I will.
All right, liquidate your 401k.
When we come back, scheduled to join us, the president and GM of the Washington Nationals, Mike Rizzo, here on the Giants.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.